This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour three-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are straight women okay? Because aside from the mad shit I get in my DMs from women, The nonsense I be seeing happening in front of me, side eye. God, where do I even start with this? Where do I start with this conversation? Because one thing that really bothers me is seeing the ways that women ruin their own lives for 10 minutes of sex. It's literally 10 minutes. I know that shit is 10 minutes. You be doing all of this, yeah, for 10 minutes of sex with a guy who doesn't put the sponge on his bum crack. He lets the water run onto his bum crack because he's scared that he's going to be gay for washing his bum. You're risking your future for a man who is a struggling rapper because you want to be the down-ass chick that was there before he had it all. Because you clearly haven't learned anything from what happens to all the women who were the master pick-me's that held him down and went half with him on everything. Maybe even paid his bills while his struggling rap career was about to take off. And then when his career finally took off, he dropped you because you remind him of his what? Struggle. You learned nothing from that. Okay. For 10 minutes of sex, you are risking your financial future. Because what about love? But I love him. Oh my God. I think what really gets at me is the ways that I see women set their future children up for poverty by choosing feelings over finance. That bothers me a lot. Because if you're going to be doing the sex with men, yeah, and you lot are doing bareback, side eye to that, but you lot are doing bareback, so you're both aware that a child could come of this, especially because, look, listen, yeah, cryptic pregnancies are a thing. My worst nightmare is cryptic pregnancy. That shit haunts me daily. If you don't know what a cryptic pregnancy is, Jesus is Lord. So a cryptic pregnancy is basically where you're pregnant, but you don't even know. And then one day you just end up in labor. And the reason why you're pregnant and you don't even know is because your bump isn't showing, largely due to the fact that your baby is facing towards your back. So like most people, when they're pregnant, their belly pops outwards. So you can see they're obviously carrying a person in there. But some people have a tilted uterus. So if your uterus tilts backwards towards your spine, then of course you're going to carry in that direction. And for some people, for whatever reason, the baby doesn't move throughout the pregnancy. And they have no idea they're pregnant until one day they're having severe cramps. And then there's blood. And then there's a whole person coming out of them. Now, imagine if that cryptic pregnancy was a broke man that did that to you. A broke man put a baby inside you. You had no idea. And now the baby's earthside. And now you've got to look after this baby. And the man you're going to do it with is broke. Versus, let's say the same cryptic pregnancy happened, but the man's got money. Yeah, you got this unexpected child now, but thankfully the man that you barebacked with has got money. So at least there is financial stability for you to take care of this child that you did not plan for. Versus taking care of this unplanned child with no finances. Which scenario sounds better? Right then. So what are you going to do to reverse engineer that so that if you are likely to end up in that scenario, you've at least created a foundation of safety for yourself? What would you do? You're not going to fuck on broke men, are you? No. You're going to fuck on men who have money. So cryptic pregnancy aside, even intentional planned pregnancy, why are you planning pregnancy with a man who hasn't got the resources to look after you and your child? What's that behavior about? I want to know. Because if you are picking partners based on feelings, you're doing it wrong. In my very humble opinion, I repeat, if you're picking partners based on feelings, you're doing it wrong. Why would you pick a man based on feelings and not finance? Because the reality is, feelings come and go. You can feel a particular way today, but because the feeling is fleeting, it can go away tomorrow. But if a man knows how to make money and knows how to keep money, then at least you're dealing with something tangible and you can always grow to like him because he's still a man. The man that's broke and the man that's got money, they're all still the same. There's nothing different about either of them other than the fact that one has money and one doesn't. So it really bothers me when straight women be just making dumb decisions. I'm like, yo, how are you getting yourself in this situation? Do you know how far out of your way you have to go to end up in some of the situations I've heard women in? Like, you have to actively go against your basic human instinct of survival to end up in some of the situations I've heard these women tell me that they're in. Because I be seeing women accepting unpaid lifetime labor in the name of love. You're never going to see a man do that, though. You're just not. Imagine, these women have bound themselves to the role of homemaker, but they're making no money off it. That's a job. That's why babysitters get paid, because it's a job. Even surrogacy, bro, people be getting paid like £60,000 upwards to have their womb rented out for 9 months for someone to grow in there. Let alone me having a man. Ah! Yo, guys, we're not deep in this. If someone can get paid £60,000 to be pregnant, to carry someone's child, right? Then imagine me, the woman who is deciding by myself to have a man's baby. You think it's not be only £60,000. It's not only £60,000 that I'll demand. First of all, £60,000, I'm not... It's going to be way more than that. £60,000, maybe that'll be that the baby's starting trust fund. Like, we're going to just put that in the baby's account to begin with. £60,000. is what people are getting to be a surrogate. And you're telling me you're having a broke man's baby for free. Why are you doing him that favor? What are you getting out of that? You're getting love? Is that it? You're getting emotions? You're putting your life in danger for emotions. This is why I'm asking, are straight women okay? Because for me, right, as someone who has attraction to men, I can understand why women make certain decisions, whether it's like, you know, oh, I'm just really attracted to how he looks. I'm attracted to how he makes me feel. Or I really resonate with him and we are like twins, souls. What do they call it? Soulmates. My soulmate. Okay. Funny how he's your soulmate, but he hasn't got anywhere to live. I wonder if he would still be your soulmate if he got all of his shit together and was able to attract any type of woman that he wanted. Would he still be with you? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Because, you know, a lot of these men, they tap into the language that suits the bias women want to believe. So notice how men only bring up love when women bring up money. Notice how when men bring up soulmate, it's because they need somewhere to sleep at night. Notice how... No, but let's talk about that with the whole, like, you know, when you bring up money, men bring up love. I find it so amusing. Because I'm like, oh, look what the cat dragged in. Suddenly you want to talk about love because I'm talking about money. Funny you say that because we're both talking about the same thing. When a man loves you, he gives you everything he has, darling. Everything. His money included. Yeah. So you should aspire higher. You should only demand a love that feeds and benefits you. But where we have an issue is women don't want to be seen as a gold digger for seeking investment from men. Imagine if men had a fear of being a gold digger for seeking emotional labor from women. What would the world look like if men were scared to be seen foraging for free labor from women? What would the world look like? Because I just think that this fear that women have of being seen as impure for being upfront about what's going to make being with a man worth it for you, that fear don't serve you. Because me, I decided from very early on, guys, very early on, I had to decide for myself, what is going to make it worth it for me to lay with a man? And as I've moved through my 20s, that answer has changed. That answer has morphed here and there. There was a time when what would have made it worth it for me to lay with a man was, oh, like he's my soulmate and I feel really connected to him. And then that evolved to, what would make it worth it for me to lay with a man? I guess what would make it worth it for me to lay with a man would be, he really, really supports me and is my cheerleader. And then that evolved and has reached a stage now where I ask myself, what would make it worth it for me to lay with a man? The answer, if he's buying me a house in my name. If he's buying me land in my name. If he is setting me up with six figures of financial support as a starting point, mind you. I've reached a stage now where I feel no fear in saying the next man I sleep with is buying me a house. Shit ain't even a joke. Look at my hands. Do they look like they're shaking? Do I look scared saying that? Look at my hands. Are they shaking? No, guys, I'm serious. Come back in 5 years' time. Come back in 5 years' time and see if I wouldn't have done it. If not 5, 10 years. Because me, I don't care how long it takes. Because I'm not desperate. I'm not driven by my horniness. I'm not governed by my loins. The next man I sleep with is buying me a house. It's not impossible. It's very possible. It's just a matter of certain factors falling into place. Timing, location, the energy I present myself with that day. Whether I like that man, whether we resonate with each other. It's all those factors. It's not impossible. I've seen women do what is considered the unthinkable. So I'm daring enough to dream beyond just, oh, I just want to find someone who's going to love me and agree with my music taste. Like, girl, oh, you need to believe in your source. You need to put some more respect on your pussy's name. Okay, put some respect on her name. Because she can do great things. Don't sleep on her potential, honey. Because listen, someone hearing me say that the next man I sleep with will buy me a house, they might think, oh my God, that's ridiculous. Because you don't believe it's possible for you. Either because if you're a man listening, because you know you can't afford to do that. If you're a woman listening, because you don't believe enough in yourself to even aspire in that direction. Because you don't think you're pretty enough for that or smart enough for that. Or because you don't think it's possible for a man to treat you like that. A lot of women think, oh, well, if I sleep with a man who's going to buy me a house, then obviously he's going to kill me. Because clearly it's not possible for a man to do that. Because all the women who have done it, they all are just prisoners, right? That's why you need to go outside. Touch some grass. Feel the sap and dew in your fingers. And remember that you are here. Therefore, anything is possible. Okay? For me, I have enough self-discipline to say shit like that out loud. Because the reality is, I've never heard a rumor come back to me that some man lied that he slept with me. There's no word going around on the street that I am saying one thing and doing another with men. I've not heard nothing come back to me. Like, there's no man that can claim, especially as of me saying this, because the last man who I slept with, and we didn't even do that much together. Like, it wasn't even for that long in the grand scheme of us seeing each other. But the last man I slept with, that was 2021, babe. And I'm not saying that in the context of me being righteous about, oh yeah, I ain't slept with that many guys. No, not that at all. I'm saying it in the context of, if 2021 was the last time I let a man touch me, do you think I can't go any longer? Especially if I've decided for myself that the next time I'm sleeping with a man, he's buying me a house, babe. Because the reality is, yeah, men are going to bring inconvenience to your life regardless. So you need to decide what's going to make that inconvenience worth it. Because even the guy who's going to buy me a house, he's still going to do something that's going to piss me off at some point. He's a person. He's human. I'm human too. We're all reactive to certain things. But if he's bought me a house, I'm going to be like, well, you know, at least that time didn't totally go to waste. At least I got this house in my name. Whatever. So I don't feel fear I don't feel fear in dreaming big. I'm not throwing away my life for 10 minutes of sex. That's really stupid in my opinion. Like, I've seen people do stupid things, but I still think that sleeping with men for free is up there in the realm of absolute goofy. Because my thing is, I'm not even against sleeping with loads of men. I know women who sleep with loads of... I'm talking... I know women who... Body count, untraceable. Can't count. The data could not be found. But what they've gotten out of the sex they're having, girl, it's called sex work. So my thing is, if you're going to be having that much sex with guys frivolously because you want vibes and validation, you might as well just be a sex worker. Because I promise you, you're going to still get the same vibes and validation, but you're going to actually get paid from it. If you're having that much free sex, you might as well generate some income from that, babe. Your pussy's clearly, you clearly got something going well for you there, babe. If that many guys want to hit it, make them pay. This is not a slut-shaming domain, okay? If you want to have all of the sex, I support you, as long as you're making sure it benefits you financially. If you want to have none of the sex, I support you, as long as you're not shaming other women who are having all of the sex, right? This is a pro-sex worker zone. I want to make that completely, explicitly clear. And me being pro-sex work doesn't mean I'm encouraging you or trying to sell you sex work as a potential way to go do your life. No, I'm saying that we do not shame sex workers around here. And we should actually learn to take a few leaves out of those women's books. Because you see the women I'm talking about who I know that they had houses. It's plural. Plural. They have houses in their name. Most of them are sex workers. So do with that information what you will, because the women that you look down on, they have found a way to make life work for them rather than letting men come ravage you and then you're leaving the situation feeling emotionally destroyed because you was having sex for emotions and for fun, like a 21-year-old. You're not 21.
What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations. Plus, they're delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. And this is why Babbel works for me. As a pole dancing girly, as you might know, I enjoy going to Berlin to pole jam with my friends. And over there, German is a language that's spoken. And even though I studied German in secondary school, I've forgotten quite a bit of it, which I'm embarrassed to admit. However, when I use Babbel out there, it's super convenient for me because I can learn real life conversation skills. And it's easy for me to just pick up on the words I need to order food, ask for directions, speak to salespeople, without having to scroll on language apps or feel that embarrassment of freezing mid-moment when you forget a particular word. Something I particularly find really useful about Babbel is their speech recognition technology, which helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So in the spirit of us glowing up our language skills this year, here's my gift to you. I present to you a special limited time deal. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. Only if you're listening to the Slumflower Hour, though. So you can access that at babbel.com /slumflower. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/slumflower. That's spelled babbel.com/slumflower. Rules and restrictions may apply. So maybe 2024 is your year of being a multilingual baddie. Well, Babbel's your friend for that, because Babbel is helping millions of people like yourself quickly and confidently have real-world conversations in a whole new language. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for brushing up on my skills, feeling confident and trying out new things. I've actually got a fun fact to share about Babbel. Did you know that Babbel's personalised learning content, real-time feedback, tracking and visualisations help keep you focused and motivated? That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Just think about that. All it takes is just 10 minutes a day for you to learn everything you need to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to culture. All accessible on Babbel.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're 21, I want to make it clear. I've always said, from the age of 25 is when I expect you to start putting the things I'm saying into more explicit action. But if you're 25 and under, in my opinion, this is the time for you to explore dating broke boys of your age. And this is not sarcasm at all. I mean this shit because it will inform how you move later in your life. Obviously, I don't think you should ever lay with anything that doesn't reflect what your worth is. But this is the period of your life for experimentation and learning certain lessons without harming yourself. So if you're under 25, sleep with broke boys that are your age, who make you laugh and are artsy. Do that. Get it out of your system. If you're under 25, yeah, date boys who you are splitting bills with. But don't let that last longer than 2 years, please. I beg of you. If you are under 25, have sex for fun. If you really insist on having sex for fun, do it. It's okay. Got to get it out of your system. You're a young person. Have the sex for fun. Because when you're under 25, look, that's the time to really throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. You deserve that time to experiment. You deserve that time to have informed understandings of how life works. You don't want to go just off of hearsay, because what can happen is, if you've never given yourself the chance to experience something and you hold out on experiencing it, and then when you finally experience it, you're like much later in your life, i.e. on the other side of 25, the consequences feel more dire when you're older. So I would say, yeah, under 25, don't be too hard on yourself. Do the things, do all the things. Now, when you have crossed 25, you're now 25 and up, 26, 27, 28, you are 25 and up, yeah? Having sex for fun, that's irresponsible in my personal opinion. Why I say that in my personal opinion, it is irresponsible to have sex for fun is because you can be having sex for funds. You can be that same sex you're having for fun, because it's actually 10 times more. Guys, if you think having sex is fun when you have orgasms and a guy pressing your tits and telling you that you're pretty, wait till he does the same thing that I just described, and you're also getting money out of it. You're getting an easier life out of that. That same sex. That shit is 10 times more fun. I promise you, it's not this robotic thing you think it is, because if you've never tried something, the only impression you're going to have of it is your imagination and what you want to believe about it, so you can justify not doing it, which is fine if that's how you feel. But my thing is, I'm convinced that straight women are not okay, because there's ample opportunity to leverage what you have and you don't be leveraging it. But men, the little that they have, yeah, the little that they have, they dangle it and make you jump for it like a little ferret. And the little that they have is dick and, what is it, marriage. They be dangling commitment and you be there like a little lapdog. Oh my God, I just really want someone to commit to me. Oh, I'll do anything for commitment. Yes, I'll have sex with you. Raw. For commitment. If that means you're going to make me your girlfriend. Yeah. I've seen women do stupid, stupid things. For dick? Of all things? Dick? Guys, come on. A change has to come. Because what's annoying about all this is that, you know, I can sit here saying all this till I'm blue in the face, yeah, and there's certain women who won't listen to me unless it's a man saying the exact same thing, which is another reason why I question whether straight women are okay, because it's like, you'd rather listen to a man say it, but when a woman says it, you don't really want to hear it. Like, you see those women who, like, they'll prefer if a man tells you, oh, the reason why men ghost you is because they want your attention. Or the reason why men ghost you is because they're done with you and they're going to come back when no one else gives them attention. Yeah. But if a woman says it, you're, like, more dubious. So I'm like, you know what? Oh, I'm tired, girl. I just, yeah. I think that comes down to the patriarchal thing of deferring to men and seeing men as an authority. You just got to be careful with that, though, because if you see men as an authority, again, you're more gullible to what they're going to tell you because you think that because he's a man, he's just inherently righteous. Another thing that I think is wrong with straight women is they get so committed to a picture they have in their head of like what they want things to look like that they'll rather choose a man that just looks nice than a man who's actually providing tangible, functional value in their life. So what I mean by that is like, they just go for men based on looks. Again, if you're listening to this and you're under 25, go and date cute boys. Seriously, go and date cute boys. Go and date boys who give you fanny flutters because they're tall and they have a nice jawline. Get it out of your system. I have dated many a cute boy, okay? I've got the memory of it, and that's all I need, just the memory of it. But I'm not going to be dating a, like, even now that I'm older, yeah, I don't think it's going to benefit me to date a cute man. I want to date a man who is medium good looking with a slight streak of mildly horrific to look at. Not horrific per se, but like, you know, I just want to be the better looking one in the couple because that's leverage for me. I want for people to look at us, yeah, and when they see us, they're going to think, damn, I just know he's loaded. I just know she gets whatever she wants. Because I don't go for guys based on looks anymore. I've not done that in Lord knows how long. I mean, last guy I dated was good looking, but that ran its course very quickly. Would I date him again? No. Because if I was to date him again, like, let's say the last guy I dated was to come back, me taking him back would be based on his looks. Like, there's nothing, he can't, as a man, he cannot provide. Yeah, he had money and he was spending it on me. But remember I said the next man I sleep with was going to buy me a house. Can this guy who I last dated afford to buy me a house? No, he can't. So what am I going to do? I'm going to not sleep with him. I'm not even going to take him back if he tried to come back anyway. But he's just completely written off. He's not a bad person. I don't hate him. But I'm not sleeping with him again because I'm already committed to the life I want for myself. I'm not committed to an aesthetic of his face and his abs because that shit can change. I promise you, do you know how many women I've met who have beautiful broke men living with them. The guy is just another piece of IKEA furniture in the house. He's furniture with a heartbeat. And you can't even if you want to turn him into your sub, like, he's not even a useful sub. He can't even, oh. He's just there, just physical fodder. Why is he there? Because you want someone nice to look at. If you want something nice to look at, girl, look in the mirror. Open your front camera. It's you. A man's purpose in the grand scheme of being in straight relationships, his purpose is not to contribute looks. His purpose is to provide. Okay? If you don't like how that sounds, you don't have to like it. But the reality is, you're going to live a life that is the outcome of your perspective. So if your perspective is, I like a guy who's good looking, you need to interrogate why you value looks over functionality. Because when you care about what the guy looks like, it's because you care about what other people think. Because you want to do power couple. Oh, girl. Mm-mm-mm. Power couple. You're not a celebrity, right? And this isn't even me trying to, like, knock your self-esteem. I'm just trying to, like, state facts here. Power couple applies to celebrities. Like, think, okay, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Power couple. That's called a power couple because they both wield power, financial power. Status-based power. You and the boy who wears Palm Angels, that's not power couple. That's you dating a boy who wears Palm Angels and Essentials. So when you're trying to do up power couple, that just feels like it's more about proving stuff to other people. Because my version of power couple is, I'm the power, we are the couple. The power is here, I'm the powerful one. I have the pussy, I'm the queen. And together that makes us a power couple because I'm powerful. And he's just in the background paying for my fun things that I want to do. Because I'm buff. Because I'm sexy. Because I get what I want. Because it comes easy to me. So when I ask, are straight women okay? I mean it, man. Like, I've seen women fail their education so they can spend more time with a man. You know, when you think about the earlier days of your youth, skiving off school to hang out with a boy. I remember when I was like 19 and I was in university, girl. On the days when I didn't have a lecture, because I went to university in London and I was living at home, so it was fine for me. But on the days when I didn't have a lecture, I would travel all the way from Peckham, South East London to Romford to go and sleep with a guy who didn't even like me that much anyway. And do you know what I learned from that experience and what I've learned from being around men and hearing them be relaxed and comfortable enough to be honest about how they view women and how they view dating? That guy in Romford, he was patching and managing in the same way. What I'm about to say, yeah, changed my brain chemistry when I heard a guy say it. I heard a guy say that when men are dating or even marrying women who are not their dream girl, it's the equivalent of wanting a Ferrari, but knowing that you can't afford a Ferrari right now. So of course, you're going to just get a Nissan and drive that and manage until you get the Ferrari, because you're not going to not drive just because you haven't got the Ferrari, are you? You're going to manage with what you have. So the Nissan is the equivalent of the woman who's just there because that's the best you can do. She can still give him pussy, just like the Nissan can still get you from here to Sainsbury's. She can still cook for him and provide all the needs that he wants from a woman. Just like the Nissan can still warm up and drive. The windows still roll down. It can still make the beep beep noise. It's got a radio built in. It's a car, I guess, you know? That's how men see you, girl. So do with that information what you will. Because when I heard a man say that, I was like, say less. I was the Nissan for that guy. I was the Nissan. So this analogy, because I know someone out there on the wrong side of feminism is going to be like, you see, you're objectifying women by comparing them to cars. And this is why, again, I ask, are women okay? Because it's like, you give them a point that's clearly explained and the point goes over their head and they're focused on the semantics. And that's how language can also keep you trapped. And that's how men also use language to take advantage of you. Anyway, I've been a Nissan. I've also been a Ferrari. So I understand how it goes now. I understand that just because a man desires you doesn't mean that you match the fantasy. And if you don't match the fantasy he has in his head, you're going to get a capped version of his expression of his love for you. You're going to get a capped version of his affection. You're going to get a capped version of his investment. Because he just sees you as somebody that's just going to pass time for now while he figures out how he's going to get to the girl that he can't afford yet. And if you're the desperate pick me, you're going to help him get there. You're going to help him by paying his bills, making excuses for him, justifying his shortcomings, because as a woman, you're not okay. You've been brainwashed. I think women are brainwashed, you know, and it's really sad, but women are brainwashed. And men benefit from that brainwashing. I see women clinging dearly onto the hope of one day finding the one. I don't see men having that issue. I don't see men being like, oh, I just really hope I find the one day, you know. Oh, I haven't found the one. Oh, I really want to be married one day. I don't see men having them conversations. I see men just fucking women. Well into their 50s, they're just doing what they want. Not giving a fuck about soulmate and whatnot. Men don't need to wait for you to be their soulmate for them to want to have sex with you. They can just decide that they like your tits and they want to see them. Meanwhile, women be like, for us to have sex, we need to have a vibe, we need to be soulmates. Women will make a whole list of things they want in a guy, yeah, that will make them want to sleep with him, but money won't be on that list. Stability won't be on that list. The man investing in you won't be on that list, but everything else is. How does that work? That's all I'm trying to understand. Because my thing is, as a woman, you're not where you want to be in your life because you care about men too much. You have no hobbies. Your hobby is having a boyfriend. Your free time goes towards him. He thinks you are eternally available because you make yourself eternally available because you don't have no hobbies, because you don't have a job. And my thing is, right, you don't necessarily need to have a job per se for you to be someone that's occupied. You need to have something that you love outside of him. You need to have something that takes you out of the house and just is all about you. For me, that's pole dancing. I fucking love pole dancing. Yeah. Keeps me off the streets and away from crime. Keeps me away from men. Because the reality is, yeah, I'll be in that studio, 2 hours sometimes? Sometimes I'm stretching, sometimes I'm actually on the pole, sometimes I'm just hanging out with other girls and just talking. Like, I just love that I get to be in this fairy world. I feel like a fucking fairy in the pole dancing studio. right? Like, I have something to look forward to outside of a man. I have passions that don't revolve around my man liking it, or my hypothetical man approving of it. I do what I want. I run things here. As a man, you run nothing. You run nothing. You run nothing around here. And I just think that women lack ambition when it comes to the men that they date, but they have ambition everywhere else. And it's like, well, those ambitions you have everywhere else are not going to come into fruition, because the man you've bound yourself to is lugging you down. He's weighing you down. So no matter how ambitious you are, you probably won't see that ambition come into fruition because of the men you keep choosing. The men you choose are a make or break for your life. Did you know? The men you choose are a make or break for your life. So I just think, yeah, man, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. I keep asking. I am once again asking, are straight women okay? Because you lot be meeting men be in literal survival mode, and you're like, but he's really hot though. And I'm like, girl, this man is fighting for his life. Like, he can't even allocate you any kind of affection. He is not even in the headspace to be a functional man in the relationship. But you want to come and help him. And because you think that if you help him and build him, he's going to be indebted to you. That's not how men work. That's just not how men work. Like, I've seen women try to use guilt and emotional blackmail to try and passively control men. That shit don't work. If you meet a man and you find him attractive, but he's in a portion of his life where he's struggling, you have to just be a good friend to him. You don't need to fuck him. You fucking him will not end his struggle, girl. He's just going to, you're going to download that struggle into your own life, girl. Now you're both struggling because he's going to exert that stress and energy onto you, and you're going to feel trapped because you're leading with your emotions. And when you lead with your emotions, your sense of governance is now distorted. Because emotions are not rational. They're not rational. And so you're not operating from a framework that is rooted in any core foundation. You're just going off of emotions. And usually the emotions that control you the most is guilt, fear, and shame. And that is what men want you to feel when you don't let them take advantage of you. So if straight women want to be okay, straight women need to be okay with letting men down more often. If straight women want to be okay, straight women need to be okay with putting themselves first more often. Straight women need to be okay with putting their happiness above men. That's it. Done. The end.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.